we have had a number of our activists arrested by the security services. And what we realize or what we know is that these are politically motivated or related arrests. But we do have some by-elections that are coming up, and we have noticed that whenever you have an election coming up, there is systematic harassment of political opponents. So these people are basically being held for their political beliefs. The one thing they have in common and the one thing that they have done that would be said to be wrong in the eyes of the regime is basically belonging to an opposing political party and opposing the current government.
But Lawrence, why did you refer to the arrest as provocation?
They keep trying to provoke some sort of reaction from us, because if you look into what President Masisi started doing at first, he tried to render our political party into some sort of illegitimate organization that is rogue. You know, there's a time when he referred to our organization as a rebel movement, as a militia, and, words such as those, basically to try to securitize the BPF and make it some sort of security threat. And this says to us that this is part of his reckless agenda to try to provoke some sort of violent reaction from us, but he's not going to be getting it. All we're going to be doing is continuing to act and, plan as a legitimate political entity, and we're going to continue with this. But then we see a lot of this provocation, and we're just observing it.
Supporters of the ruling party have dismissed your suggestion and saying you are crying foul because you performed poorly in the recent general elections, and that because you want to raise the profile of your party, you are using a legitimate investigation by the security agencies to cry foul. How do you respond to that?
It cannot be anything like that, because you would remember that these actions from these people have actually been going on for a bit of some time now. It is not a new thing that has happened. We've had it going on. And, if you look into what exactly has been happening, you get to realize then that this has been happening over a certain period of time. And then when something happens repeatedly like that, it cannot be some sort of ploy to win elections or anything like that, because we don't need this drama to win elections. Our party was formed 3 months before an election, and the party has got four parliamentary candidates, or rather four parliamentarians winning out of 57. And we don't think it's a push showing. So there's nothing like it is our party trying to mask anything by using this. So
Lawrence, supporters of the ruling party are saying that you are a small party and the government has the right to investigate individuals suspected of committing a crime. Doesn't the government have that right to investigate anybody alleged to have committed crime, to either clear them
in every democracy, in every country, the government is charged with the provision of national security. That is legitimate, and it is the duty of government to do so. Now, there is a difference between investigating crimes and actually being in a position where you fabricate crimes and criminal activity against citizens. If you look into it, and there's also a difference between that and systematic harassment. And I say systematic harassment because this is not the first time this happened. Every other, couple of months or so, an activist of ours is taken in, and then they're just basically held. One, they're held without having been read their rights. They're held without being allowed to be in a position to see a lawyer. And, you'd also find that a lot of times these people are held and then they are released without a charge. No one has ever been convicted of anything, but this is maybe like the sixth or seventh occurrence where our activist is just held, just like that, because they can. So this can then not be said to be a government that is investigating crime or anything of that sort. It's basically just blatant harassment of political opponents.